Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Way after last week's game, I mean, that was pathetic last week.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the few yards they had, the whole process. And you, as a defensive player, your goal in the game is to keep the opposing offense under 150 yards passing,
yeah,
and 100 yards rushing, and they haven't done that. Ooh. So they're not reaching their goals. And if I come in there and say they want to rest, hypothetically, Alan Pate, so now if I go in there and we work a stunt, a tackle-in stunt with Carl Eller or Marshall or whatever, my timing is different than what Alan does. You know, his technique is different than mine. So why do they?
Oh yeah, he was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why do they want to work that technique, you know, and not have Allen out there preparing for the playoff game? That's the part that I'm getting at. Players do not like missing a game.
Well, they shouldn't.
No, if they do,
fans have paid a premium for him. They want to see him too.
Yep.
Not that they don't want a Super Bowl more, but I'm not so sure that they're independent of each other. You know that. The thought of, well, we might get hurt, this and that. I think you got to throw that out.
Absolutely. Maxie, that's why you have enough pride, you love the game enough where, you know, I was always scared to death before a game. I knew I was going to get killed, but fine, I would go out there. But as soon as that kicked off, the first hit, you had 3 hours of heaven on earth.
Oh, yeah.
And why would you want to give that up anyway? Just to sit, you know.
Let me give you one more. A few years ago, remember, New England was trying to become the first undefeated team, and the Giants played them at the end of the year with nothing to play for because they had clinched their playoff spot. And they played all their good players so that that if they set the record, it would be a distinction that was worthy of. Now, the irony of that was New England won that game and lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. But I remember the kudos that the Giants received for saying, hey, we're going to hold up our end of the bargain on this thing.
That's why I think that's great.
Yeah, and I think people applaud that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You know, they understand somebody could get hurt. They also understand that this is what you sign up for.
Yeah, and the opposing team, they're getting paid, you know, as well as you are to play in the league. And a lot of those players, when you're coming in the last game of the season, you want to leave a positive vibe with your coaches for the upcoming year, whether it's, you know, be sure you can make the team or whether you're a better trade bait or whatever. I mean,
yep.
you're showing
put it on tape, they always say, right? Put it on tape. Show me what you got.
Yep. And you know, you bring up tape, and that's why
you're... A film for you.
Yeah.
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 The sketches.
The first,
I'm funny.
You know, the first three or four games of the season, you know, some teams do really well. Well, then the opposing coaches...
Yes.
See three or four games.
Yes, that's what happened to the Timberwolves in basketball this year. Everybody said, oh, it's the new Wolves. Yeah, for four games. And now guess what? Everybody scouted them and they can't win a game, you know?
Yeah, well, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They break it down. And that's the part, that's where coaching, I really think coaching is 60 to 70% of the game. I mean, a coach can mess a player up so badly.
Yes.
I've seen it happen so many times.
At all levels.
Yes.
Yes.
And don't get between the players' ears. You know, coach his strengths and you know, don't make them think too much. And here's something, you know, like Don Shula.
Yeah.
What made Don Shula so great was he? They asked him one time, "Are you a passing coach or a running coach?" He said, "I am what my players make me."
Sure.
And little things like that. And now you're not coaching a system. In other words, playing me like a Linville Joseph,
yep.
that would play me to my weakness.
Yep.
you know.
Yep. Hey, I hear. Hey, you got to go to a high school game the night your grandson's playing, okay? I got to let you go, but thank you and happy New Year.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't lie to your two fans that are listening out there. You got to do a commercial.
I got to do a commercial.
Be honest, Matt. Okay.
But you are going to your grandson's game, so have fun.
Hey, you better have
fun. I'll see you Sunday.
Go Vikes. Come on, Vikes.
Bob Lertzema, nice enough to join us. Always fun. 6:52 is your Wixson Jewelers time. As an authorized dealer of the world's finest watch brands, Wixson Jewelers showcases the largest selection of luxury timepieces in the great state of Minnesota.
Sports to the max.
Oh, the holidays. Time for family, good cheer, great food, and snow. Lots and lots of snow. Jordana Green here, but the snow doesn't stop me from getting anywhere I need to go. I am loving my 2020 Countryman All 4 from Motorworks Mini. Cuts through the Minnesota winter in style. During the Winter Drive sales event, you will get amazing lease deals and up to $8,000 off select Mini models. For better customer service than any other dealers in the Twin Cities. Better buying experience and the drive of a lifetime. Go see my friends at Motorworks Mini in Golden Valley on Louisiana Avenue and 394. You can see those brightly colored Minis through all the snow. Check out MotorworksMini.com for more info. Start off 2020 with fun because you deserve it. I love my Mini. Now go get yours.
Warning, driving a Mini Countryman or Mini Clubman through Minnesota will cause you and your passengers to arrive safely, in style, and may cause a severe and serious case of I want one too from drivers and passing cars.
Chad Hartman with you, inviting News Talk 830 WCCO listeners for our annual Twins Fan in the Stands tour to sunny Florida, March 8th through the 13th. Join us for your chance to see the established players and the up-and-coming rookies. Our vacation includes all airfare, 5 nights at the incredible Embassy Suites in Estero, and many meals. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266 or online. HolidayVacations.com, keyword WCCO Radio.
Done.
Okay, this is the most relaxed I've seen you. You're not spending the entire vacation working?
Nope. I've got the digital team at Intercom working for me. I know exactly where my budget's going, and I see results in real time. Intercom's a Google Premier partner, so they maximize my campaigns. I'm even on their exclusive radio.com platform. Anything digital, they do.
Can they make a Mai Tai like this?
Your full-service digital partner. Go to intercom.com. Drinks not included.
Do you suffer with pain, numbness, and tingling in the hands or feet, often diagnosed as peripheral neuropathy? Are you taking drugs such as Lyrica, Neurontin, or Gabapentin that never seems to fix your problem? Your doctor may have told you to just live with the pain. There's now hope for those suffering with peripheral neuropathy. Neuropathy is a result of damage to the nerves, often causing weakness, pain, numbness, tingling, and the most debilitating balance problems. This damage is commonly caused by a lack of blood flow to the nerves, which causes them to begin to die off. There's a new treatment method now available at Woodbury and Plymouth Neuropathy Care to provide relief from neuropathy as long as you haven't sustained at least 85% nerve damage. For the next 25 callers, Dr. Adam Shotsko, DC, is offering a no-cost, no-obligation consultation to determine if you're a candidate for this breakthrough neuropathy treatment. Call 651-321-2870 to schedule an appointment. That's 651-321-2870 or online at feetmn.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tucson, and I have the great privilege of leading Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota. Several years ago, we launched a first-of-its-kind service in Minnesota called Host Homes, where families open their homes to people with disabilities so they can live a fuller life in community. For Amira, who uses sign language to communicate, a whole new world opened up when she was matched with Peggy, a host home provider, who also signs.
It was really hard to communicate. I didn't have any social life. I was very isolated. Since I've been living here, I've been meeting people that sign. It's been a really good opportunity for me. When you create that connection, and it's a lifelong connection, and so you have that support, and you have that love, and you have that feeling of empathy and understanding each other, it makes the world a better place. It makes life good.
Please be generous in your giving and visit lssmn.org. And thank you for the many ways you support neighbors in our community.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the radio.com app.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Don't forget to join us on Sunday morning. Henry Lake will start at 9 to 10 a.m. with a pregame show from Eric the Red. He will have insights from both the Chicago Bears and Minnesota Vikings, probably some interviews with those people, I would assume. An hour-long pregame format show. And then he'll hand the baton off to Dave Mona and Sid Hartman and I from 10 to noon. We'll have a plethora of guests, I'm sure. I just don't know who yet because I haven't started making phone calls. But we'll have some people on the air with us. I can assure you of that coming up on Sunday from 10 to noon. Then at noon, they play the game. At halftime, Henry's here with the hotline. Corey Heppel is live on Facebook. And then following the game, same thing, only Jeff Diamond joins Henry as well in studio. So we've got you covered as the Vikings march on to the playoffs, and we keep you every step of the way. We're right there with them, lock, step, and barrel as best we can, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Yeah, 58-18, you said, right?
Which,
yeah, you gave me the rap, and I thought you meant. Okay, so we now have 5 seconds left. This is what I'm going to tell you. Tom Chorsky's coming up next on Sports to the Max.
Sports to the Max.
Looking for options for pain relief or to restore your health? Advanced Spine and Pain Clinics of Minnesota offers functional medicine therapies to help you get back to better health. Call 612-20-SPINE, 612-20-SPINE.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Target.
At CDW, we get that migrating your business to a hyper-converged infrastructure is challenging.
Like me switching to decaf. Gotta do it, don't want to do it, but gotta do it.
Whoa, slow down, friend. CDW's experts can help you simplify the transition from legacy to hyper-converged infrastructure with Dell Technologies solutions that offer speed and agility.
Do it, do it. Have you done it? Is it done yet? Why isn't it done yet?
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/delltech.
The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See their educational video at exergen.com.
Minnesota's trusted station for news, traffic, and weather. News Talk 830 WCCO. KMNB HD2. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A radio.com station.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Matt Piper. He was once named Time Magazine's 25 Most Influential People in America. But Don Imus was also controversial and lost several high-profile jobs because of his tongue. His family says the 79-year-old died today in Texas. The Hollywood Reporter's Matthew Bellany.
I think Imus is a legend in radio circles because he was one of those people that, for better or worse, was unafraid to say what he thought and unafraid to take on political correctness and people in power.
A big stain on Imus's career came when he made racist remarks about players on the Rutgers women's basketball team, which led to his firing from CBS in 2007. Editor of Talkers magazine, Michael Harrison.
That will remain one of the most talked about and remembered aspects of his career. No question about it.
A tour helicopter in Hawaii carrying a pilot and 6 passengers has been found. We've learned that there were 2 separate families aboard the flight. Officials are holding out hope that there still could be survivors. Kauai Fire Department Chief Solomon Konoho.
Prior to this incident, we did experience some very bad weather conditions, and we are going to be following up with additional information when the NTSB arrives on scene.
Contact with the chopper was lost during its tour yesterday. Major interstates in Southern California reopened today after closures from snow and ice, and that system is now moving east. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Birardelli on who can expect bad weather next.
The best threat for severe weather is anywhere from Texas and Oklahoma eastward into the lower Mississippi Valley and eventually into the southeast. There could be some isolated tornadoes. The biggest threat right now is strong gusty winds and also some lightning as the line of storms heads towards the east.
In the northeast, on the main turnpike, freezing rain caused a tractor trailer to jackknife and brought traffic to a standstill. Testimony from members of SEAL Team 7 shows a pattern of violence by one of their leaders. Correspondent David Martin reports on what some of the SEALs are saying about a stabbing incident involving Edward Gallagher.
I think he's just
wants to kill anybody he can.
Dark testimony from members of SEAL Team 7 paint a chilling picture of violence by their platoon chief. The evidence obtained by the New York Times was part of a war crimes investigation into Edward Gallagher, a decorated Navy SEAL who was accused of fatally stabbing a young ISIS prisoner.
The Navy board considered stripping Gallagher of his status as a Navy SEAL, but last month, President Trump intervened and restored his rank. This is CBS News.
Did you know you can listen to CBS News Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on radio.com or the radio.com app?
From the downtown Minneapolis studios of News Talk 830 WCCO.
This is Minnesota's most trusted station for news.
I'm Laura Oakes. Minneapolis fire officials say...
Top 10 Liquors has a special New Year's gift just for you. They have the hottest price in the Twin Cities on your favorite holiday spirits, including beer, liquor, and wine. It's the end of the year, so go all out and save big on your favorite champagne and sparkling wine. Come get the best New Year's prices at one of Top 10 Liquor's 9 convenient locations across the metro. And remember, rewards program members save even more always. It's free and easy to join. Just ask an associate in stores. Top 10 Liquors. Your local spirit specialist.
Washburn McCreevy Funeral Chapels and Cremation Services has been providing compassionate and personalized service for over 160 years. Honor your loved one and ensure your own wishes are met. Call 612-377-2203 or visit washburnmccreevy.com.
So Andy Lindis can enjoy the holidays with his family, we'll be airing the best of The Home Improvement Show on Saturday at 10 a.m. Andy, Adam, and Alex Lindis and the entire Lindis family wish each of you a very happy holidays and a healthy, happy New Year.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the radio.com app.
Welcome back, Sports with the Mac. That's good post-holiday music, we call it. Bill trains NFL players in the offseason. I just realized now that I was not on the air there. And he's going to join us at 7:35 as well. So we'll talk to him about all of the above. It's an interesting time because in 2020, a lot of kids now are trying to prepare for and they're trying to get better at. They're trying to do things well. And they want to get into the year-round training, but they're not sure how to train. They don't want to burn out. They don't want to overuse muscles. They don't want to do any of that stuff. And they're trying to get to a point where they can do that and not overwork anything. And Bill can, you know, show you some of that stuff. Back in the day, and now we don't have phone service? We are experiencing technical difficulties, as they say in the business. But back in the day, we didn't have access to all the training that they do now. And what it never ceases to amaze me is when you watch old tapes and old videos and things like that, and you'll see somebody like Jim Brown. And Jim Brown without his shirt on. you know, because he acted in all this, and you'll go, really? How did he get like that? Before somebody was there to tell him he had to lift barbells and bench press and do squats and all those things. How did he get so muscular and so strong? Are some people just born with that? I mean, I understand you can be born with the right skeleton and the right makeup, but how are you born with muscles that grow? How are you born with that kind of physique? I don't know. I don't know how you can do it without weights and training. We'll ask Bill Welly that question coming up at 7:35. Tom Chorsky, of course, is one of our go-to guys when we're talking hockey. The Wild playing tonight as we speak. And Tom sees that. He sees the college game. His son played on the state championship team. His daughter played a state championship team. And, of course, he had his own storied NHL career and beyond. He joins us now. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Maxie. It's always fun to be on with you.
It's a little bit of a solemn day, though, because one of the places that you were today, and I'm not sure if you're still there, is a special memorial service.
Yeah, I just stepped out. I'm actually headed over to the arena to watch our daughter play for a little bit, and I might circle back with that group of people. But Denny May, who was a arena manager for Braemar and Bloomington Ice Garden for 30-plus years, passed away recently, so they're doing a celebration of life tribute to him. And Tom Kervers, the assistant GM of the Wild, just got done speaking, and he represented all the people that passed through Bloomington Ice Garden over the years, and he told some great stories. And just seeing a lot of old friends from Minneapolis, because that's where Denny was from. And Denny's son, Chris, was my best man in my wedding. He was my best line mate in high school that I ever had. And when I met Chris and found out that his dad had the keys and full access to an ice arena, that was about the best thing I could have ever asked for.
Did he sneak you guys in there once in a while?
Oh, he always told us in the morning. He would say the rink is open after 9:30 tonight on Friday or Saturday. It's the last rental is at 8:45, and Chris, actually, don't tell Bloomington city officials this, but Chris and his brothers all had a key to the rink right on their keychain.
Really? Oh, that's paradise, so, man. And at a time when you couldn't get indoor ice that's hard to come by, and you guys are finding your own heaven?
Yeah. We actually also had keys to the concession stand, and we could sneak the Mountain Dew now and then. And,
once you figured out it was a master key.
Yeah, well, it kept us out of trouble, for a few years. We'd go out on Friday and Saturday nights and turn on the radio and just skate around and practice shooting and passing and drinking Mountain Dews from the concession stand.
With a can of Snickers to go to just to so you made sure you got all your nourishment in there. Yeah. Yeah, you need guys like this, though, Tom. Explain who guys like that are, the behind-the-scenes guys like that and what they do.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that was part of the story that Tom Kervers just told, because Tom was a Bloomington Jefferson kid and grew up. And when he started playing hockey, Danny May was running the rink, and turned out that Tom Kervers' mom worked with, or Tom Kervers' dad worked with Danny May's wife. And all of a sudden he had inside track. And these guys would give you the shirt off his back. Like I said, he would tell you when the rink was open. He always entertained the idea of having groups of players practice and open ice, and he'd probably give them a free hour here and there. But, and when I got a little older in high school, all the Minnesota guys that were playing in the NHL would congregate and start playing before they went to training camp at the Bloomington Ice Garden.
Yep.
And it was usually run by Tom Kervers, who at the time was playing for the Montreal Canadiens, and Don Beaupre would come out, and
yep,
Ryan Bellows would be there, and all these guys that were playing for the North Stars, and then all the Minnesota guys that were playing around the league, they'd all start, and you maybe even went out there early in your career and did some interviews. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I did. Brian Lawton kept that going with Octagon for a while,
Yep, exactly. And so back then, when I was like a senior in high school, Denny would tell Tom Kervers, hey, just let my son and his buddy come out and skate with you guys. So we got to do drills with the NHL guys when we were still, 17, 18.
Oh, wow.
Years old.
Well, do you remember impressions? You were always known as an incredibly fast skater. At age 17, 18, did you go, hey, I think I can keep up with these guys? I mean, was there kind of a light bulb moment there that was shed that said, hey, maybe I can do this?
Yeah, that's a great insight by you. And yeah, to a degree, I still, you know, I wasn't real strong enough yet, and my shot was pretty lame. And in fact, Tom Kervers pulled me aside one time when I was 18, and he said, hey, you got to work on your shot. It's not good enough. If you're gonna play college hockey or play pro hockey, you got to start working on your shot. And I never forgot that. So I worked on my shot, but you know, it was fun. You could start thinking, you know, I'm not that far off from skating with these guys. And another story that I want to make sure I sneak in is that, you know, when the Met had a concert and teams couldn't skate there or whatever, the opposing team would come into town and they'd use Bloomington Ice Garden, yep, as their auxiliary rink. And the first time I ever got to meet Wayne Gretzky, because Denny Mace had told us, he said, hey, the Oilers are going to be skating at the Ice Garden this morning or this afternoon, whatever it was. And we got to go over and approach Wayne Gretzky and get his autograph.
How good was that, huh?
It was, well, you know, it's fun. Like you said, if you know someone and you got the inside track, you just feel like you're special, and
yep,
then you get access to people like Wayne Gretzky and the pro players and the free Mountain Dew. It was all good.
Yeah, and if you've watched teams play their varsity teams when you're younger and whatnot, and then you get to be there by yourself in an arena like that, it's kind of the ultimate fantasy, because you can, you know, it's quiet, but you can picture the fans in the stands, and you can be anybody you want for a few minutes.
Yep, and. Denny May was the kind of guy that wanted to make those moments happen for kids. And he knew, I mean, he sort of didn't care that it was probably an inconvenience for the pro players, but he cared more about his sons and his sons' friends getting that special, you know, that special access. And I've still, to this day, I've got the cover of a magazine from Wayne Gretzky, and he signed it. And mm-hmm, I'll never forget that.
You know, we lost a couple. You know, you mentioned Dean, then, of course, the Wooger, Doug Wooger. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since his passing. Your thoughts on the Wooger as we set to remember him one more time this weekend?
Yeah. You know, he was so good for the Gopher hockey program. You know, he was always out, you know, in public. He loved to interface with the fans, the boosters, all the players' parents, you know, thought he was awesome. And so charismatic, and he was one of those guys that kept the tradition going for Minnesota kids. You know, when I played, he inherited a couple of non-Minnesotans, which is fine. You know, we had Johnny Blue from California, and Frank Pietrangelo was actually a Canadian, and then we had Steve McSwain from Alaska. But Wooger loved, you know, he loved all those guys just as much. But you know, he still carried that tradition on that John Mariucci had started, and he honored that tradition of trying to make sure that Minnesota, as many Minnesota kids had an opportunity to play D1 hockey and play for the Gophers. And so I was, you know, I was part of that era of playing with guys from around the state of Minnesota. They were like brothers, and it was a pretty special time. And Doug, clearly, because he played for the Gophers and he just bled, you know, maroon and gold. And so, he was just a great ambassador from the state of hockey, and people, anyone that ever interfaced with him, came across him, got to hear a good story and maybe an arm around their shoulder. And he was a real, real, you know, kind of loving guy. He wasn't always easy to play for me, but and he rode me pretty hard when I didn't play well. But I really appreciate what he did for Gopher hockey and kept it, you know, what it was during his era. It was the greatest of times.
I can't imagine him riding somebody hard. Now, I only knew him, of course, as a media member and a friend to an extent. But would he just be a hard ass sometimes?
Yeah, he would get frustrated. You know, I think he just expected more from players like any coach. And I don't know how, you know, I had him his very first year. I came in, he didn't recruit me. Brad Buteau recruited me, and he used to tell me, oh, I would have recruited you too, but you're still pissing me off the way you're playing, and you got to be better, and so he'd yell at me, and You know, I don't know. I took it like, well, maybe it's because I'm from Minneapolis and he's from South St. Paul.
Sure.
And he's got an axe to grind against the South Minneapolis kid. But in the end, it all worked out. We almost won a national championship together. We lost that game to Harvard in overtime. That was a heartbreaker. But, I loved my time playing with those Gopher teams.
Okay, so the Minnesota Cup with the four Minnesota teams this weekend, and I don't know how they'll draw for this thing, but Tom, the first thing you say, and I can't get over it, is, you know, how few people are showing up at Mariucci still. This year, the last several years has been trending that way, last 5 or 6 years. Do you think that can come back in a heartbeat if they just win? Or what are you seeing here? What are you feeling?
Well, first of all, I think it's, for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure, but it's a little bit of a trend in college hockey, or at least that, you know, more often than not. There might still be a couple programs that are drawing really well, but we're seeing some attendance down in a lot of college hockey programs. But to answer your question more directly, no, I think they have to win, but I think they also have to do some, you know, some, I don't want to just say marketing, because I don't think commercials on TV are going to help.
Right. You're absolutely right. People are too in tune. You're right.
They got to get, you know, some way to get the kids and families back involved, because your fan base has to feel a connection. And there was a day when it was kind of gold country, and it was, you know, the Gophers were really Minnesota's team. And they did enjoy a period there where the North Stars were gone and the Wild weren't here for 10 years. There was a vacancy, and they were a great, you know, they were the greatest hockey game in town. And so, you know, that was a time when it was a little bit easier. Then the Wild come back, right? And they're going to do what they have to do. And the fans are going to be excited to have pro hockey back in town. And that started, I think, coinciding with the demise of maybe the performance and the teams and the recruiting or whatever. Now you got St. Cloud, you got Bemidji, you got Mankato, and they're all giving Minnesota kids opportunities. And it all kind of was a perfect storm that meant that the Gopher hockey program started sliding a little bit. And, you know, I think they might have been a little asleep at the wheel, but again, it was a little bit of a perfect storm. But they're going to have to do something to get back the fans feeling a connection to the players, feeling like they kind of know Coach Motzko, and he's out there, in, you know, kind of running into him and seeing
him.
Yeah,
he's an everyday kind of guy, good guy to run into. Yeah,
yeah, I think that's part of it. But winning will matter. I think if you win, that'll get people involved. But more so than anything, you got to feel like you know the program, you know the players, you're connected to it. And then I think it'll be a little bit more popular. But let's assume that it's going to get better and those stands won't be as empty going forward.
Are the Wild a playoff team?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, you didn't tell me what you were going to ask me.
No, so, I never do, because I know you can handle it.
Yeah, I know. You know, right now it's so interesting because I'm optimistic because they're getting balanced performances, and some of these injuries that they've had to deal with and adversity out of the gate. And then there was a thought, well, some of their players are older, which they are, and maybe they're slowing down, and we're just going to have to go young and rebuild. And even though they weren't going to call it a rebuild, and they can't trade away some of these bigger contracts, and the players have no move clauses, and they were forced to use these young guys. And I think the young guys have really responded pretty well. You know, a good story like Kevin Fiala, who out of the gate was kind of like so-so. All of a sudden, he's gotten really hot, and we're seeing his skill set come out. You know, I really like the Luke Cunning kid. He's a leadership-type guy, a future, you know, maybe a future captain or a future alternate captain. He's kind of a heart-and-soul guy. Joel Eriksson-Ek is a first-round pick. He's not really – he doesn't look and play like a superstar player, but he's really become an effective two-way strong center, you know, and not to kick Mikko Koivu out the door, but he's starting to look like kind of the replacement of that good two-way strong centerman that Mikko has carried that torch. And maybe that's what it, maybe that's what Joel Eriksson Ek is going to be. I don't know. I think, you know, we'll know if they're a playoff team certainly in the next month. They get to play at home now for
tonight, but after this,
on the road. They were, you know, they got off such a bad start, and those were road games, and they've been winning at home. You know, they went into the break with a 3-0 shutout of Calgary, and they've dropped the puck down in Colorado on the road, which is a tough game. Colorado's awfully good. But they get back home, and if they keep things going at home and they're knocking on the door to become, you know, get into that playoff conversation. And once you're in it, you know, now you're even more motivated, and we'll see how the team stays healthy the rest of the way. Yeah, I they very well could be a playoff team. I think there's a better than likely chance that they are. Can they go deep? That's a different conversation.
Tom, I'll let you go right now, but I appreciate it always. Thank you so much, and for remembering a couple of hockey icons in this area that have affected a lot of people, but appreciate it very much, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks. Those guys touched a lot of hockey lives, and the hockey community is so great. You know, I'm lucky to be part of it, so thanks for having me on to talk about it.
You bet. Tom Chorsky, remembering both Denny May and Doug Wogan. They all both have just a special place for different reasons. Denny was one of those guys you always call over there when he's at the Ice Gardens. You'd say, Denny, what's going on over there? What time is so-and-so? He always knew. A lot of times you call these people nowadays, like you call the secretary of a, administrative assistant of a athletic director. You say, what time is this team practicing? We're thinking about doing a feature. I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. You'd think that would be kind of, ground zero in where they everything would be vetted from. They'd know everything about the schedules of the teams. And I'm just shocked at how many times they're like, I don't know, you know. Coaches over in elementary school, so I have no idea. And you're thinking, well, maybe you should streamline that, because in corporate America, you'd need to know that kind of stuff. It's just a thought as I veer off on another path, you know. The holiday tournaments are here, and how that's changed over the years in Minnesota has been just incredible. I'll tell you exactly what I mean when we come back. Stay with us, Mike Max Sports to the Max.
Auto Technical needs your help to keep our transportation program going. Social agencies like Workforce Training Center, Tubman Shelter, they rely on our mission of providing transportation to families in need. Donations of vehicles are down 80% because of the new tax laws. We really need vehicle donations to continue our mission. Help us, please. Give a call to Richard at 612-919-5526, autotechnical.org.
Sports to the Max.
More than ever, we need to laugh. Good thing the Radio.com app brings the funny.
Say, man, you left your lights on.
On Radio.com, you can listen to your favorite hometown morning show wherever you are. Or nonstop stand-up on the Comedy Now channel. And hilarious podcasts like Curious with John Peck or Idiot with Chris Hardwick. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. So come on, lighten up and laugh a little. Or a lot. Radio.com. On your desktop or download the free app now.
Another story from the big toy box. Jane loved Jeeps. Dick loved trucks. Dick and Jane were in the market. So they hit Coon Rapids Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event with Minnesota's largest selection of new vehicles. Whoa, see Dick's Ram 1500. See Jane's Grand Cherokee. See Dick and Jane burn rubber, baby. Coon Rapids Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Come out and play.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use you, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the radio.com app.
Welcome back. Sports in the Mac. News Talk 830 WCCO. See, now back in next week from Saturday, they got this game at Target Center. Minnehaha Academy against the team that Bronny James plays for, LeBron James' son. So far, they've sold 8,500 tickets. Lower bowl sold out. Now they're working on the upper bowl. $25 a pop to watch a high school game, basketball game. Regular season. Think about that. Back in the day, we were not even allowed to play during the... I don't know how many of you go back this far, but we were not allowed to play during the holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.